Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Classes of Mail. My name is Alan Gigax, and today we are going to talk about how I got fired from the Carrier Academy. No, this is not a repeat broadcast from whenever was the last time I talked about it. It feels like not that long ago. This is a fresh one because I got fired from the Carrier Academy again. Yeah, but this time it was not the director of training who we presume had fired me in retaliation. This time it was my very own union president. So, when it first happened, I recorded an episode of my podcast. This has been a bit of a stretch since my last one came out. It's been like a week because I've been sitting on that episode, deciding whether or not I wanted to publish it. And since you're hearing this one, that means that no, I decided not to publish it. And the reason I decided not to publish it is because I am afraid. And I don't like to admit it, but the reality is that my union president has won. At least for now, he is victorious. The rationale that he put forward when he removed me was that my podcast is anti-union. And I've listened to my podcast, and I said as much to him, you know, I've listened to this podcast, and I feel like I'd know if it were anti-union. And I'm definitely not anti-union, but I have been critical of people in union leadership. And if I were a betting man, that's what I would bet the real problem is. Because when I asked for examples, he mentioned examples where I called out people in union leadership by name. And that's not okay. At least it's not okay with him. And then another one that was really odd was that he mentioned that I said Chris Jackson seemed like a pretty good dude. This was in his list of my saying bad things about the union. And that didn't make sense to me until I thought back of it later. Oh yeah, Chris Jackson's the one who brought up the charges against Renfro. So that must be what that's about. So anyway, here I am, no longer an academy instructor. In fairness to my union president, certainly want to make sure we're fair to him. When I called him later, you know, the firing of me got me flat-footed. I never expected that to come from my own union. I was definitely blindsided. And you know, it's like there's all these things that you think of after the fact. And so when I called him later in the day and asked him, like, dude, do you really think that my podcast is anti-union? And he said, don't put words in my mouth. Those are the words that came out of your mouth. I'm not putting them in. And he would not take a firm position. He eventually backpedaled to, you're just not a good fit for an instructor. Which is odd because, I'm very uncomfortable with self-aggrandizing. I don't like to say when I'm good at things. It's one of the things that, like, I'll only talk about in therapy. When I'm talking to my own personal therapist, I can talk about things that I'm good at. But that's really about it. But I'm going to tell you guys, I was a fucking good teacher. I was very good at it. And my students, my trainees, they came out very well prepared. And so taking me out of that position, you know, under the guise of I'm anti-union, or even worse, backpedaling to, oh, you're just not a good fit. You know, you go from having a bad reason to being arbitrary, as if arbitrary is somehow better. And is this the standard to which we would hold management if they made a decision like that? I feel like we have to be better than management. But obviously not everybody feels that way. You know, does this satisfy the principles of just cause? Was a thorough investigation conducted? Is there a rule? No, obviously not. But, you know, apparently the union does not hold itself to that same standard, at least not at all levels. So here I am, you know, and the issue, right, the fear is that I am also appointed as an alternate union steward. I'm not a full union steward. I'm only an alternate, and I was appointed. And when I was talking to my union president later in the day during that phone call, I asked him, well, look, you know, as someone who's allegedly has this anti-union podcast, it makes me feel very uncomfortable that you would remove me from teaching, which is less directly related, but keep me as a union steward. Like, dude, what's that about? What is my future as a union steward? And he says, well, you're still appointed a union steward for now. And he really emphasized that for now. And so there's that sort of Damocles hanging over my head that at any point he could just unappoint me a union steward. He told me regarding teaching that, you know, the last president appointed you as an instructor, and I'm the president now, and I'm unappointing you. And, like, I'm in the same boat with being a union steward. You know, what's my recourse? Who do I go to? Do I go to my union? No, obviously not. That is the union. So, I didn't publish because I'm afraid. Because he has me, right? The power dynamic in our relationship is all on his side. And for better or worse, for right or wrong, he can remove me as a union steward. That is his prerogative. It's in the bylaws that appointments are decided, you know, by him. So that's it. So what does that mean going forward? Well, a couple things. First, it means that I will be more circumspect in the way that I talk about things on this podcast. I will be less direct. Try to focus more on teaching, which is what the podcast is supposed to be about anyway. It's funny because at one point, when he was explaining to me the problem in person, the union president pejoratively said that, oh, I get it, your podcast is your soapbox. And I did take offense at it because I've had like 50 episodes or something, and I think the number of episodes where I talk about myself is like 4 episodes, maybe. And so, I mean, I guess technically it is a soapbox, and I can talk about whatever I want to talk about, but I tend to pretty much focus on the training. And that's where the focus is going to be going forward, at least for the near term. Because in the near term, I have a goal. And my goal is to be the best steward that I can be for my coworkers, for the people at my station. I want to represent them the best I can. I want to make sure that management is held in check and that the contract is respected. And I can't do that if I'm removed from my position. And so I got to dance. I have to keep my head down. And that's a bummer. You know, it's a bummer that that is the dynamic that the executives at my local union want. But here we are. This is the situation in which I find myself. So, oh, and they also had some valid criticisms about my podcast as well. Like, I'm not going far enough to protect the anonymity of people whose grievances I'm working on. And I'm definitely careful not to say their names, but, you know, it's fair. I could be more circumspect about that. In fact, it's probably bad policy in general to talk about ongoing grievances. And so that'll be another thing going forward that I will try not to talk about because there's really no fruit in it. So that's what's going on. Again, you know, my short-term goal is just be the best steward I can be for the people I'm working with and wait until October, whenever our local elections are. It's this year that we have our local elections, and then I can be elected as the union steward, and then I'm not subject to removal the way I am now. And that frees things up a little bit. It can be maybe a little more candid. But until then, that's it. You know, I'm here at the whim of the union president, and I mean, for all I know, he'll hear this episode and decide he doesn't like it, and boom, I'm out. That right again. That's why I was afraid to post the last one. This one is a lot more genteel than the last one was, you can be sure. And in fact, even today, I'll pull the curtain back a little further. This is the second episode I've recorded tonight, because the first one I recorded, I'm like, I should probably dial it back even a little further. And so here we are. This is two positions back on the dial. And this is as far as it's going to go. as far back on the dial as I'm willing to dial it. So that's that. You know, I'm doing this to achieve my short-term goal. My long-term goal is to change the culture of the union and to make it more responsive to its members, to make it, again, a servant to its members. I make it very clear to the people at my station that in so much as I am a steward, I am their servant. They direct what I do. They have to tell me, hey, this went on, I need you to take care of it. And that's my job. That's what I'm getting paid. Well, I'm not getting paid because I'm an alternate steward, but that's, you know, that's what I volunteered to do. And I feel like that should be the attitude across the union. It's certainly the attitude of like Corey Walton on ADA arbitration. And that dude, I think it's a good example that you can be critical of people in union leadership and still be pro-union. In fact, I would argue that if you are pro-union, if you really love the NALC, you have to be critical of the people we have in leadership right now. But obviously, the people in leadership right now don't necessarily feel that way. So, my long-term goal is going to have to wait. For now, I have to focus on not getting shit-canned from being an alternate steward. So the next episode will get back to normal. I'll read from the M39, and I have some other educational stuff planned out. And ultimately, that's supposed to be the focus of this podcast anyway, is making you discipline-proof and empowering you as carriers, you know, even as I've recently been de-empowered or whatever the word for that would be. But I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep you guys as informed as I can. Incidentally, so in addition to recommending the ADA arbitration podcast, I also recommend Fed Up with Ron Speakman. And that podcast is mostly griping and telling people stories about how they got screwed over by both management and their own union. And that's a good podcast, but he also gets, there's a lot of good information on that podcast about OWCP and if you get injured on the job, which is something that I know almost nothing about. So that's a great resource. And then there's a new podcast called On the Workroom Floor, which I just listened to the first two episodes of that today, and I'm really pleased with that podcast. It's very educational, and it's two stewards talking to each other about the process. So I recommend those podcasts as well. There was another one, Dignity and Respect Today, that appears to have stopped publishing. So I don't know. The back episodes of that are definitely entertaining, if nothing else. So anyway, and this podcast will, of course, continue. So that's all I am. It's not all I want to say, but that is all I am going to say. So thank you guys for hearing me out. Thank you very much for your support. I love getting the emails, classesandmail@gmail.com. Side note, I talked to a guy today who emailed me. He's a union executive in New Jersey, and we talked on the phone for almost an hour today, just about union stuff. Like, I had called or emailed my own union president seeking some advice on grievances I'm dealing with right now and didn't get any. And so, talking to him, I was able to get the advice I needed, and it's really nice that there's people out there that care like that and give of their time. So shout out there. That was a very good conversation. So anyway, with all that said, thank you guys for listening, and I will catch you next time.